Yo, it's episode 238. Thank you, Pietro. Pietro is a solid dude.
God, yes.
Pietro tweeted at me, I bought Jacqueline's book, dude, exclamation point. Tell the Lakerheads to donate blood if they can't donate cash to the Red Cross or whatever. Sure. Exactly. Donate blood if you can't donate cash. Big, lot of stuff going on. But thank you for buying that book, Pietro. And thank you to anybody else. Pietro also is the only person that took time to go write a review for my album on iTunes after all the reviews got deleted. Not that there was a million reviews, but there was some, and the album's like 2 years old, or maybe it's longer than that. Maybe it's 3 years old. Ugh. But I'm recording a new one that'll come out the day after I die. That's another thing. I talked about that yesterday, probably. Okay, but this is about Pietro. It's not about me. Pietro is the best. Jacqueline, you want to say something nice? Yell something nice about Pietro. Oh, she's got her headphones on. Forget it. But she... Jacqueline! Can you say something about Pietro?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Pietro. Now, I'm going to have to find it because I don't think I was tagged.
No.
So I got to get in there, okay? Unbelievable. I honestly can't tell you how moved I am.
There you go. Well, yeah, you weren't added on there. But Jacqueline Novak thanks you. I thank you. Last night, MoviePass went to go see Friend Request. Oh, my God. It's a terrible movie. I don't recommend seeing it. If you have MoviePass, it's totally worth it because it's basically free. But if you don't bother. It's pretty bad, but it's kind of fun. Now, here's the thing. Usually when I'm at a movie, people talking, I'm ready to throw down. That's like, I'm ready to go. I shush people. I turn around. I've yelled at people to shut up. I'll really go. I'll go at it with people. At this viewing of, it was a packed house. It was small. The theater was big, but it was pretty full. There was one, I'm going to say, 7-year-old, 6-year-old, maybe 5. I'm not good at aging children. And I didn't even see the kid. I just heard his voice. He was talking the whole time. Didn't bother me a bit. Just, it bothered me, because it's insane to bring a child to see Friend Request at 9:20 on a Saturday night. But this is the Times Square movie theater, which... I remember I'm at that movie theater. I think the highest I went to go see a midnight showing on a Sunday, a midnight show of I Am Legend. There was 3 baby strollers in that theater, so it's you gotta. That's what's going down. You gotta expect it's hard to get a babysitter, and you want to go to the movie. Now there were some women in front of us that kept talking throughout the entire movie, and I was like, this is you go to see a horror movie Saturday night, the Friend Request, people are going to be talking, it's just, everybody talks to the movies anymore, it's a little nuts, but Jacqueline was, I wasn't shushing, Jacqueline was shushing, because I didn't shush, and now I'm the one getting like, she usually gets uptight when I'm like shushing people, like what's going to happen, you're going to start a fight? Now I can't say stand down, because I'm always the aggressor. So I have to. But now I'm like still like, shit might go down, but nothing went down. They shushed back, which is an odd thing to do. Why are you shushing back? You're mad that of the noise of the shush. When you're chatting, I'll say this: if I die. Because I'm murdered by someone who I've shushed at the movies, it's not for nothing. I died doing what I love. I think I'm willing to go out that way. All right, let's look at the news. Puerto Rico is all fucked up. The president is a piece of shit. That's covered. Give money to Puerto Rico. Give blood. can't get money. Man, it's all these there's conspiracy theories about the truck drivers of Puerto Rico are on strike, which I've seen no evidence of, just fucking idiots making shit up. So it's OJ's free. 9 years in jail for armed robbery. He's out. Out on parole. I mean, those 9 years were for the murder. It wasn't for robbery. He didn't even... I mean, what he did was, like, fucked up and against the law, but... The 9 years were for murder, really. And, I mean, he almost didn't even get that. He almost did no time. He could have done no time. So... I don't know. I don't think he's going to kill anybody again. I don't think he'll ever kill anybody else. I mean, if he does, then I throw the book at him this time. But I think he's done killing. Particularly now, he's older. Terrorist attack in Edmonton. Four pedestrians hit by a U-Haul. One police officer stabbed. Jesus. I didn't know Canada was vulnerable to such attacks. Investigators, act of terrorism. The story's been updated. You can find... Well, what happened? Well... terrorist investigation underway. A 30-year-old Edmonton man is in custody and police think he acted alone, but aren't ruling out the potential for others to be involved. So they think it might be terrorism in Canada, but lone wolf? I don't know. ISIS will probably take responsibility for it, as they do. Teamster organized truckers to move supplies in Puerto Rico. So this is his thing. There's all these truck drivers that can't report to work in Puerto Rico. They don't know why, because they can't get in touch with them. And they can't get around. And they have families that have no food. There's a bunch of fucked up shit going down. And these truck drivers can't get to work. So Teamsters here in America are organizing truck drivers to get it. Because there are supplies there that can't get out. So that's good. That the Teamsters are... looking to help out. German gay marriage. Couple are first to marry under new law. Look at that. The Germans getting on board. Couple of gentlemen getting married. Two first gay couple to marry legally in Germany. A couple for 38 years. Well, congratulations, Germany. Little late. 40 million slaves in the world, finds new report. That's a lot. So they're saying, report estimates number of victims of modern slavery in 2016, 25 million people in forced labor, 15 million forced marriage. Oof. Trying to think, which would I rather take, forced marriage or forced labor? Forced marriage means forced sex, rape. Let's call that rape. So repeated, a life of repeated rape, or working in a sweatshop of some sort, or mine, or some that's a tough one. Because the forced labor, I feel like maybe you could still make some friends, and the forced marriage, probably not. Oof, that's tough. What are we going to do about that? International Labor Organization. That's all. And we're really terrible species, human beings. That we would we can't stop enslaving people. It's like keeps going. Like you think it's such an attractive option to people. The enslavement. Be like, hey, we can just have slaves do this work or whatever. And it just it doesn't stop because we're a shitty species. I don't know if there's any other animals that do that. Doesn't seem like it. I mean, they attack each other, they eat each other, blah, blah, blah. But nobody's enslaving each other. It's not a great insight. Slavery's bad. But it's kind of shocking. Like they're saying, there's more slaves. I've heard that before. There's more slaves now than ever. Which is scary. Because like nobody, you hear about it, and then you kind of just go about your foot. I hear about it, and then I go about my day. There's some people that are activists and or people that are really actually trying to make a difference. So maybe I should try to make a difference, too. God damn. All right. We got to stop slavery now, too. I'm going to look into it. Is that something like, what's that? What organization would do that? Would that be the Global Citizen people that put on that big concert that I went? They put up a big concert every year in Central Park. That sounds like something they're into. I'll look into it. Got to get more involved or something. Ugh. Why am I acting like? Yeah, of course I should. All right, listen. I'm gonna go research. You go about the rest of your day. Thanks, Pietro. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.